This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a four-day visit to Gujarat, visited the iconic Statue of Unity and offered floral tributes to the Iron Man Sardar Patel today. Ms. Murmu is scheduled to visit the Ekta Skill Development Center in Ektanagar and interact with the trainees. Later in the day, the president will attend the 44th convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Design in Ahmedabad, where 430 students will receive degrees in various design disciplines. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that more than 16,000 trains were operated for the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. Addressing the media at the Prayagraj Junction, Mr. Vaishnav said around 4 crore 50 lakh passengers commuted in and out of Prayagraj through trains. He informed that the railways had worked on this for the past 2.5 years and invested around 5,000 crore rupees. He added that more than 21 flyovers and underpasses were constructed for the Mahakumbh. Mr. Vaishnav said that while planning this, the focus was on the smooth travel of passengers.
रेलवे का जो कोऑर्डिनेशन रहा उसका भी बहुत लाभ मिला इस सबसे जो सीखने को मिला है टीम पूरा उसका एक एनालिसिस भी करेगी और किस तरह से रेलवे के जो ऑपरेशंस मैनुअल्स हैं उनके अंदर एक परमानेंट चेंज लाने के लिए भी व्यवस्था करेंगे इस महाकुंभ से जो लर्निंग आई है उस लर्निंग को हम देश के हर जगह क्राउड जहां पर भी अचानक पैसेंजर्स का सर्ज आता है उसको हम संभाल सके उसको ढंग से मैनेज कर सके
At the 7th meeting of the 58th session of the UN Human Rights Council, India has strongly criticized Pakistan, calling it a failed state reliant on international aid. Kshitij Tyagi, India's permanent mission to the UN in Geneva, accused Pakistan's leaders of spreading falsehoods from their military terrorist complex. He reaffirmed that Jammu and Kashmir, along with Ladakh, will always remain an integral part of India. Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that India is considering increasing its ethanol blending target to more than 20%. Speaking at the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment Summit in Guwahati, he said that the country has already achieved a 19.6% ethanol blending rate. Mr. Puri added that despite developmental challenges, all fossil fuel production companies in India are expected to achieve net zero emissions by 2045. 27 fishermen who were released from the Sri Lankan prison reached Chennai today. They were received by the officials of the Tamil Nadu State Fisheries Department. Arrangements have been made to send them to their native places. These fishermen were arrested for trespassing into the international waters by the Sri Lankan Navy on December 13th and 23rd and January 26th. In Telangana, despite rescue teams making headway in their efforts to save the 8 trapped workers in the Sri Salem Left Bank Canal, SLBC tunnel, contact is yet to be established with the trapped. State Irrigation Minister N. Uttam Kumar Reddy informed that a concrete plan of action has been taken up to speed up the rescue operation. In Assam, an earthquake of magnitude 5 on the Richter scale jolted Morigaon district this morning. The tremors were felt in Guwahati and other parts of the state. According to the National Center for Seismology, NCS, the earthquake occurred at the depth of 16 kilometers at around 2:25 a.m. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky will visit the White House tomorrow to sign an agreement giving U.S. rights to his country's rare earth minerals, and there will also be a deal on the Ukraine war. In opening remarks at the first meeting of his cabinet at the White House last night, President Trump said it has all been worked out and they are going to make a deal with Russia and Ukraine to stop killing people. Torrential rains in Bolivia have claimed 37 lives since November. According to Deputy Minister of Civil Defense, Juan Carlos Calvi Montes, nearly 16 fatalities are reported in the Central Department of Cochabamba. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, today Pakistan and Bangladesh will lock horns in their last group match in Rawalpindi this afternoon. Both teams are still searching for their first win of the tournament. On the other hand, in Women's Premier League, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Gujarat Titans Giants at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru from 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Mumbai Indians defeated UP Warriors by 8 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.